This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And my second advice I want is an advice for you.
No.
Alhamdulillah, here in Qatar, this is why I wanted to call you in private, but Alhamdulillah, maybe the guys online will benefit. We're giving da'wah here in people in Qatar.
Alhamdulillah.
And we have, Alhamdulillah, and we have a good amount of new Muslims. And I'm assigning, like, I have three people with me, and as of right now, it's me including two. Me and two others, three in total. And I'm assigning for each and every one of us a couple of reverbs so we can teach them and stuff in private.
Mashallah.
My question is, this is a confusion because I don't want the reverbs to be confused and I don't want conflict between us, is do I have to all of three of us be like following one sheikh, for example, that we teach them the rulings of that sheikh, or do we teach them according to what we follow? This is my question.
Well,
it
all depends on the subject that you're teaching. You know, if it is aqeedah, then aqeedah is aqeedah. There is no sheikh and sheikh. You know, aqeedah is one aqeedah, inshallah. But if we're talking about other subjects like, fiqh of salah and stuff like that, then we should stick to the, the Hanbali kind of fiqh, because this is the closest to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's my advice to you, inshallah.
For example, aqidah is one, like the Salafi, the Athari aqidah, this is the thing. But the fiqh is the issue because, for example, alhamdulillah, all three of us, I guess, we follow Sheikh, and these sheikhs are like Hanbali shiukh, but the issue will be like there might be some difference. Like, for example, I take that the opinion of Sheikh Uthman that alcohol is najis, and some other, for example, Asim al Hakim, may Allah increase him in his knowledge, he takes that it is not najis.
That's my opinion too, and this is okay.
That's your opinion too.
Yeah, this is an area that it's okay. It's permissible too. So also, I think you can use this as a teaching point that there are some areas in the religion where there is a space because it's left to the interpretation. You see, myself and Sheikh Asim see that what is unlawful regarding alcohol is consuming it, is drinking it, and causing you intoxication. But Sheikh Uthman looks at it from the angle of promoting that, that you're promoting that industry by using it. Both, this is where ijtihad, you have to teach them also that side of the religion. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded his companions and he said to them, none of you should pray Asr but in Bani Qurayza, right? Yeah, right after Al-Ahzab, right? Some of them prayed Asr in Bani Qurayza, insisted, although they missed the time for Asr, and others prayed in the way. They didn't want to miss the time of Salah. And both were correct. And this is where the area is, We're not talking about fundamentals of the religion. That's the most important thing, yes. Inshallah.
So my thinking that they will be confused and this is wrong, yeah? Like, it's better for me to teach them about this stuff.
You should let them know that there is areas in Islam where it is left to the scholars to deliberate, because these are contemporary issues and it requires a certain caliber of students of knowledge to derive the correct ruling through assessing what is good and what is bad, the benefit, the harm, and weighing that, placing it in the scale. And so all of these things are, and that's what makes Islam beautiful. It's a religion until the day of judgment. It's not a static in this area, because every day people bring into this world new things. You know, and that is why we have the analogy, we have the qiyas, we have, you have to teach them that, that Islam is not a static, is dynamic, but not when it comes to the foundation of the religion. You understand? You have to draw that line, not when it comes to the foundation of the religion, because this is...
But what about us? What about this, the teaching, for example? Yeah, for example, I don't want it to seem like the reverse are saying that their teachers are having, obviously we're not even like knowledgeable, but we're trying our best, and they're seeing us having like a conflict, like one of us is saying this is for example mustahab, the other is saying no, this one is wajib. So do you think all of us, the three, should be following like one thing, or is it okay?
Yeah, no, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to, but explain to them. I think it's more important, in my opinion, to place the foundation. Let them know where is the area. There is no individual opinions. It's something that has to be followed, adhered to. The area of al-aqaid, the area of al-ibadat. There is no analogy there. There is no modification. Or then go into the area of al-mu'amalat. Al-akhlaq also is, you know, is set. There is no change to it. You see the religion, if you look at the religion, you have aqaid, beliefs, you have ibadat, rituals, acts of worship, you have akhlaq, which is character. Those three are set. There is no way you're going to change them. Now, the only area, which is the area of al-mu'amalat, the dealing with one another, whether in a business context, in educational context, and that is where there is leverage. You need to, I think it's more important than just focusing on alcohol or just one item, is to lay the foundation for them, so that whenever they are faced with issues like these, they know where to place it. They know that this is not something that affect their beliefs, affect their ibadah, affect their character. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
That's a really good answer. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.